Hey y'all, welcome back to the Because Adulting is Hard podcast. My name is Alita Caldwell. I'm the owner of the Funky Monkey in Friendswood, and this is my good friend Christian Graffinino, the owner of Infinite Image Consulting. Today we're going to talk a little bit about a couple things that I think are very important in the day and time that we're in. We're going to talk a little bit about style and fashion related to body image, and we're also going to talk about learning your body shape. As a person that owns a gift store and a boutique, learning my body style and my body image was an important thing for me to do. How do I dress to make myself feel more comfortable? But there are still times that I absolutely 100% need help. I literally called Christian the other day from the dressing room as I was preparing for a gala and was like, can you wear these together? And she gave me some, you can, but you can't wear it like that. Could you tuck it in? Could you put on a belt? And that was really right. Great feedback. And I loved the outfit that I left the dressing room with. Good. That I'm going to get to do this in.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Give us a little bit of information about yourself, okay, as well as where we find you and what services you offer, and then we'll go into the other parts.
Okay, sounds great. So like Alita said, my name is Christian Graffinino and I own Infinite Image Consulting. My goal is to help you to be less stressed and better dressed from every day to the runway, because let's face it, we gotta look good no matter where we are. And I do this through wardrobe editing. So getting into your closet and figuring out what are some great pieces to keep in there and what do we get out? Closet organization is a big deal. And then I also do personal shopping for those who don't really like to shop on their own. I'd love to get those dressing rooms ready for you, as well as styling. So whatever that happens to be, you know, if it's a special occasion, like what I was just able to help you with, or even if it's just getting ready for your work week, whatever that happens to be. I do offer different courses where you can learn all of these fantastic things as well on your own or with like a small group coaching type style.
And we'll have all that linked up above, where the same place that you hit subscribe and all of those things up top, we'll have all that linked up so that you can go over there and see the things that she's offered. So let's get into a little bit about how our image has an impact on everything that we're doing.
Yes, it totally does. And you know, now we live in this like Kardashian world, right? So I absolutely hate that. And you know, one thing that just sparked this interest for me to be able to talk about these things was that I had a client last week, and she was talking to me about some pieces of clothing that she had that an Instagram influencer told her were no longer in style. And honestly, it broke my heart because she was sad that she couldn't wear them anymore. And so I said, well, go get the pieces. Let's take a look at them. But because of what they said, she was honestly upset and sad about it. So I had her try them on. They looked great on her. And I asked her how she felt in them. And she said, I feel great in this. Okay, at that point is when you need to stop. If you love something and it looks great on you and you feel great in it, then you need to rock that style. You don't have to worry about what they say to do that.
And that's really important in our day and time. You know, we're raising young girls and we're teaching them that this is the expected image, that this is what you're supposed to look like. This is what you're supposed to wear. Whereas right. I feel like really we're diminishing individuality when we're doing that. And that yeah. really is what brings in confidence in people.
Absolutely.
When you're dressed in a way, I'm a little feisty. You're a little feisty. I like to have that represented in what I'm wearing.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And I think one thing, sometimes we kind of get it out of proportion, right? Because we'll see, you know, the different looks out there and we want to try it on ourselves. And maybe it doesn't quite work as well as it does on the runway. But one of the great things is whenever you start to understand your body shape and how to work those pieces for your beautiful proportions that you have, you can feel so confident in those outfits that you create for yourself.
Is that a beginning step in there? You work with people on what body style they have?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So that is part of my 4-week wardrobe class. Okay. But what I'm going to do is actually pull that particular piece out just on figuring out your body shape and how to work with the proportions that you have. Understand, you know, what necklines, hemlines, cuts of clothing work for your particular body shape, because that is the beginning. You're right.
It is. It is. Now that I've been doing this longer, I can look at something and say, that's just not a cut that works on me.
Right.
Like I really can.
Yes. And you will actually shop and so much smarter when you know, like I know dolman sleeves do not work for me. So if I see a drop shoulder or dolman sleeve, that's not going to work for me. Mm-hmm. So you can, once you start to learn that about yourself, you can shop so much smarter, save money, honestly, mm-hmm. and build that confidence, because you'll know that what you're wearing actually looks good on you. So while finding your body shape is the first thing, another thing that I really like to do is help people understand their style recipe. Like, what are those little ingredients that help to make up your style? You know, Alita and I just talked about the feeling feisty, right? Like liking to dress with a little bit of edge. That's one of my things that I really like to do. When I am explaining to a client, I will ask them, show me an outfit that you absolutely love. And when they pull that outfit out, I try to help them to verbalize what that outfit looks like. If it's classy, if it's edgy, if it's, you know, whatever it happens to be, so that they can start to understand what their style is and how to incorporate that into their own look.
And it's almost like style therapy, y'all. Like there's a thing with that. I mean, because when I came out of being a school administrator, I really believed you dressed one particular way. This is professional. Now I have a little more freedom in what I wear and how I can look, and learning the style and learning your signature look is actually a thing.
It is absolutely a thing. And whenever you can define that and do that for yourself, you unlock so many possibilities to build a wardrobe that you absolutely love, that works for you, that you're going to feel super confident in, and that confidence is going to lead to success.
Well, one of the things that I like most about your styling is you're very, very conscientious of price.
That's an important
thing in a stylist, because it doesn't have to be extremely expensive.
No.
For you to be styled nicely. You can actually style a lot of things. Talk to me a little bit about your philosophy on that.
So I think you can look great no matter what. I remember, you know, back whenever I was doing home shows, one of the things people would say is, oh my gosh, I love that outfit. Where'd you get it? And honestly, my top was from Walmart. Okay.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Or I had gotten it from a consignment store, but I had mixed it in with other pieces that I absolutely love. So it doesn't matter how much that you're spending on a particular piece of clothing. It matters how it's made and how it fits you, right? So again, back to that whole body shape thing, whenever it fits your body, that is about 90% of the whole, you know, of the whole overall look, is when it fits you properly.
And as women, a lot of that's mental. A lot of that is learning that, you know what, I have had 2 C-sections. I've got a little bit of area on my stomach that I don't necessarily want accentuated, but I can dress to make that area look not as predominant. And I can also just embrace it and be like, this is just the body that I'm in.
Absolutely. So you brought up another really good thing. When I work with my clients, and I want you to think about this too, what is something that you absolutely love about your body? You know, for some people be like, hey, Alita has great hair, so let's, you know, bring that.
Back tattoo is going to be it every time. I'm going to be like, I love my back.
I love it. So that's what I want all of my clients to figure out. And you too. I want you to figure out, what is it that you absolutely love about yourself, your body, and let's go ahead and focus on the positive, right? So our expressive zones, like our face and our wrist, you know, you want to, you know, have cute nails, wear some bracelets or something, and bring the attention up to your face if that's what you prefer. I've got clients who absolutely love their legs. So guess what? I want to show that off. So think about those outfits that you feel fantastic in and those body features that you absolutely love. And that's what I want you to focus on.
I love that. And I love that the thought of, as a boutique owner, bringing more than just value. Hey, I've got something to sell. I've got clothes. I've got this. But really helping women find things that make them confident, yes, and that are versatile in their wardrobe, because that's a big thing.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you're looking at your closet and you're kind of bored with what you have in there, there's a couple of things that I definitely want you to do. One is a really good closet detox, right? So you want to get rid of anything that doesn't fit or flatter or doesn't spark joy, like Marie Kondo says. The second thing you want to do is build that inspiration board. So whether that's through Pinterest or magazines, however you like that, start to build that board. Mm-hmm. Get those base pieces in, right? It's kind of like the meat and potatoes of your wardrobe. You want those base pieces that you can build off of, and then add in the fluff, like color, pattern, texture, and shine. Then start to create some really great outfits from that base.
I think it would be a lot of fun to do like a board one time on this when they could see us. Yes. I think we'll do that in the future. I am so grateful for your time and for your insights. And I would really encourage y'all to go over and follow Christian. She's doing really great things on her platform. And she's also creating very innovative courses that help women in a time when we're making a transition out of being at home, being in our pajamas, kind of being in a low place, and getting back into a place of joy. And a lot of that has to do with fashion.
It does. I want everyone to feel joy getting dressed every day, right? So yes, you can follow me online, of course, mm-hmm, at all the social media sites. I would love to help you how to learn how to love your closet and learn how to love getting dressed every single day.
You hit the nail on the head. Learning to get dressed and enjoy it every day, having it bring you joy, is something that's very important, particularly for women.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you very much, y'all, for joining us, and we look forward to speaking to you next time. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.